one of the biggest things that came out of that study was that it wasn't the business of people driving nails and hammering things together. It was the biggest difficulty was in getting people to work together and to
cooperate.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Can imagine.
And so, out of that study group program came sort of the idea that okay, we've decided on these number of points, and so they formed a group, a co-op group, which they called, I think they named them the Morocco Group, as a matter of fact. And they built in Ottawa. And they used the guidelines that they had evolved and out of their study programs. And then following that, one of the things that was also an important aspect of the co-op housing was that it was supposed to you were supposed to pass the things that you learned on to other people. Mm-hmm. That is, it was to be a continuous kind of operation. Mm-hmm. And as you learned something, okay, you passed that knowledge on to other people who needed
and
it.
And so did Ottawa do
in
that?
A formal way.
The people
oh, yeah.
in Ottawa did
yes.
that?
And while that was, they're passing the people in Ottawa, with the co-op housing group in work there, they then published this guide to, I should say they issued it somewhere in that thing now. Maybe Bob Walsh could highlight that a bit better, but they may have modified the program a little bit as they learned from the first pilot group. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But amended perhaps the program. But anyway, the program we followed is the program that evolved out of all that preliminary stuff, and that Ottawa group was already in up and running, and they were building their homes.
Absolutely.
And the financing, the financing through the avenues of Central Mortgage and Housing was all in place.